The Baptists traditionally have believed in religious freedom and in the independence of each church and each worshiper. Over such questions as the literal truth of the Bible, there's always been room for a good deal of disagreement among Baptists. Among Southern Baptists, this disagreement is now taking on the aspects of a holy war. 22 state Baptist conventions were held last week, with moderates battling conservative fundamentalists in most of them. Bill Whitaker reports our Sunday morning cover story, A Rift in God's House.
It is true that we as Christians are locked in a cosmic battle, a conflict of the ages.
I believe we need a Holy Ghost revival in America. And I believe we need to get angry about the deception of the devil.
I think it is about time that Southern Baptists realize that God is big enough to take care of himself.
They gather each Sunday to hear the word. But for Southern Baptists, the nation's largest Protestant denomination, the word has lost its clarity. This is a church divided.
Now, people, I want to tell you, if the whole world should suddenly have a survey, and if the whole world voted that that is not the infallible, inerrant word of God, it still would be the infallible, inerrant word of God.
There is a rift in God's house over theology, over politics, over purpose.
Instead of talking about how much we love the Bible, why don't we start living it and reading it?
Two strains, traditional and new conservative fundamentalists, are engaged in what some have called a Southern Baptist civil war. For fundamentalists like the Reverend Bailey Smith of Atlanta, the battle lines are clear.
I don't care what you think. Doesn't matter what I think. Doesn't matter what the Pope thinks. Doesn't matter what Billy Graham thinks. It doesn't matter what any denomination approves of or not approves of. The Word of God stands where it is, period.
But for mainstream pastor Leon Smith of Goldsboro, North Carolina, it's a matter of history and tradition.
The issue is not the Bible. The issue for me is freedom. We Baptists came into being out of a desire to be free. This is not a liberal denomination. This is a very conservative denomination. We're fighting over who is the most conservative. And the point is, there's a great desire for control.
Our real battle is not against earthly foes. Our battle is against Satan. And we need to join the battle.
The battle has been building for the last 8 years since fundamentalists gained control of the National Southern Baptist Convention.
We think if we could only get the right Supreme Court justice, let me tell you, if we could get the people of God on their knees, it'll make a difference. That's the only way to change the moral climate of a nation.
Jesus loves me, this I know. Oh.
To a head in North Carolina last month on the quiet campus of Southeastern Seminary, a respected center for theological study in Wake Forest operated by Southern Baptists, a seminary fundamentalists consider too liberal.
Is the Bible the source of male superiority and female subordination?
Say that this is one among a number of options, of views that are being suggested. This is certainly one of the most recent views that is being pursued.
It appears to me that in both instances you have movements that are trying to shift the Southern Baptist position from its historic position to some other point of view.
Fundamentalists gained a majority on the Board of Trustees and immediately took steps to recast the faculty in their own image. The president resigned. Faculty and students reacted with anger and dismay at what they called a hostile takeover.
Trustees say that they're not here to fire faculty. But I tell you right now, if you put enough pressure on a person, they have to leave. It's inhuman that what's been done to these people.
Amen.
It's inhuman,
amen.
Uncivilized, barbaric.
Amen.
And most of all, given the nature of this institution, the nature of our calling here, what they did, what they have done, what they've been doing, and what they're continuing to do is unchristian.
Right on.
Yes, amen.
Committee of the board.
Conservative trustee William Delahoyt says the board wants to ensure that conservative views are taught.
That's completely fair, and it's no suppression of academic freedom. We have not told a single professor what to teach. We have not directed him in any respect, but we want to see our view included. Please include us.
These resignations are dramatic evidence of the plan of New Right fundamentalism to seize every single church, association, state convention, and national agency in the Southern Baptist Convention.
The faculty opposes the trustees' move to make the seminary more conservative. Professor of Pastoral Care, Richard Hester, speaks for the faculty.
We intend to continue in our classrooms today, tomorrow, and in the months ahead, fulfilling our responsibility to our students.
We do not intend to change what we're doing in order to suit a particular movement in the Southern Baptist Convention. And we don't intend to accept that because it goes against Baptist principles, the freedom of conscience, the right to dissent, and it goes against the professional norm that we hold to of academic freedom. You cannot pursue education unless you have the freedom to explore all possible ideas.
And I believe that they cannot be harmonized without some degree of stretching the accounts and bending the accounts.
I have been exposed to all views in all of my classes, and I have never had not one professor here tell me that I needed to believe exactly the way that he did or she did. I've always been given a choice.
From my personal, not all students agree.
In the case now, some professors are balanced. I'm not going to say that every professor is not, but for the most part, my experience has been a lack of balance. I think that we should key here on soul winning and on winning the lost to Christ. I think that should be a number one priority for us as students to learn that.
What's at issue here is academic freedom, the right to follow one's own conscience, the separation of church and state, all traditions that have bound this diverse denomination together for more than 100 years. In short, this is a fight for the soul of the Southern Baptist Church. Since gaining control, fundamentalists have increasingly involved the 14.5 million member Southern Baptist Convention in politics, a reversal of their historic belief in separation of church and state. Political scientist James Guth.
That is happening. I think you see already the agenda has changed insofar as the Southern Baptist Convention is moving out into the wider world. We have more concern with the question of abortion, for example, much more concerned with issues like pornography, questions that have been in the last few years raised by the New Christian Right.
Look at it, they're at it again.
The Reverend Ned Matthews was the conservative candidate for president of the North Carolina Baptist State Convention.
Jesus Christ, on behalf, as Paul says in this text, of all the saints. I want to tell you the reason that we've been whipped, if we've been whipped, the reason that we've lost the battles we've lost in regard to liquor, in regard to pornography, in regard to this whole question of abortion and the Supreme Court issues, is because there are not enough of men of God and women of God and young people on their knees interceding before God.
We're going to penetrate the society if we ever really get the influence that we need to have, and that's certainly what I hope is going to happen. I believe we're going to outthink, outlive, and outdie this generation, and that's bound to affect our society.
Stand up! Stand up for Jesus, you soldiers of the cross!
There's nothing more threatening or scary than when the church and the state line up together.
The Reverend Leon Smith was Matthew's mainstream opponent.
It should be a concern of all of our people in this nation, what is happening. Because when politics and religion are wedded, that is a power that is so strong that it's almost impossible to turn around.
The two factions faced each other at the North Carolina Southern Baptist Convention in Greensboro last week.
3,375 votes, or 62.33% of the votes cast. Leon Smith is elected president.
Moderates won most other state conventions last week as well. But what really got them to their feet here in North Carolina was the message from Randall Lally, the president who resigned from Southeastern Seminary.
I sense among us a fresh vision for me. Watch as it emerges. It is inclusive, not exclusive. It is constructive, not destructive. It is cooperative, not coercive. It is confessional, not creedal. It rests in a free conscience, not a captive conscience. It resides within free churches, not ruled churches.
The rift among Southern Baptists remains, but in North Carolina this Sunday, the message is clearer.
God is big enough to take care of himself, and that a holy Bible, which has survived these many centuries, facing intense opposition, does not need Southern Baptists to protect it.